What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Monday, February 27th, 2017. Tomorrow's the end of the month, then we're into March. We have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Now, obviously, the Academy Awards, well, first of all, happy Reichstag Fire Day. It was on this day in 1933 that the Reichstag burned down, allowing the Nazis to get emergency powers to deal with the terrorist crisis, which, of course, led everybody into ultimately World War II. Getting on to the Academy Awards, a couple of interesting things. First of all, that puff piece about the White Helmets did win the Best Short Documentary, and everybody is out there cheering and clapping. The Oscar goes to ISIS and Al Qaeda, and all the, and of course we know White Helmets is a phony group. The documentary was little more than an infomercial, but we've seen that throughout the years where the Academy Awards are given out for various political reasons, and I can think of no better example than the year that Avatar came on out, which was an amazing movie. It's still my all-time favorite film is Avatar, and but it had a very strong anti-corporate, anti-military message at a time when corporate rule and militarism was on the rise, and the Best Picture went to The Hurt Locker, which wasn't even all that great of a movie, but that's the way these things get done. Huge embarrassment, apparently, when they went to award the Best Picture, Faye Dunaway was handed the wrong envelope. She was handed the envelope for Best Actress, and she read off the movie La La Land. And this went on for like 7 minutes, where all the people from La La Land are making their thank you speeches before somebody came on out and said, we messed up. It was actually Moonlight was the Best Picture. And by golly, there's another example of those evil Russian hackers just interfering with things. Obviously, it was those Russian hackers that went on in and interfered with our Academy Awards. And this means war. Oh, my goodness. You know, there are days when I do miss being in film production, and there are other days when I'm really kind of glad to be out of that circus. It really was kind of intense there. Now then, the chair of the U.S. House Intelligence Committee, Devin Nunes, has basically slammed the investigations, or let me put it this way, the claims that Donald Trump had some kind of link with Russia during their campaign. He's saying it's a witch hunt. There is no evidence to support it. The FBI is saying the same thing. So now the anti-Trump people are out there trying to say that Trump ought to be removed from office because he's showing symptoms of a lingering, untreated, sexually transmitted disease that can affect your mind. And we're seeing all of the behaviors that his brain has rotted away from one of his youthful indiscretions. These people are never going to give up. And the more fantastical and outrageous their claims get, the more silly they all look, and everybody's just laughing at them. Now, the Democratic Party, apparently Minnesota Representative Keith Ellison, who is now in line to be head of the DNC, is calling for the immediate impeachment of President Trump. He doesn't actually have a reason. He doesn't have any evidence. He just says, I want him out of there, and we're going to impeach him, and we're going to get rid of him. Right now, I know there's a lot of people that got whipped into a frenzy over the campaign season here. And I'll be the first to admit that in some areas, Donald Trump has been a bit of a disappointment. But the reality is continuing this faction fight after the election is over is resulting in a fractured, dysfunctional government that almost seems on the verge of self-imposed paralysis. Because everybody's trying to do their own thing. They're conflicting with each other. We're getting contradictory statements from various members within the government, contradictory messages regarding the wars. Trump is telling the CIA, don't support them anymore. And McCain's over there saying, we're going to go on supporting you. This is a government that is literally falling apart in front of all of us. All right, we're going to grab ourselves a phone call. Veronica in Iowa, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Hi, Michael. I wanted to let you know there's hope. My liberal daughter is finally seeing the light. She's a teacher in a very low-income school outside of Chicago and is one of the only Caucasian people in the building. And she is suffering really terrible discrimination. Mm-hmm. She has learned that none of these students want or have any incentive to learn anything, despite all of her efforts. She teaches seventh grade English. Most of the kids come into her class with possibly at first or second grade reading level. She's forced to pass all of these children to the next grade. The violence in the classroom is terrible. She's had her shoulder dislocated and her hand broken by students.
Ouch.
This is seventh grade. Seventh
Ouch.
Grade girls did this. Recently, another student during quiet reading time, one student decided that was a great opportunity to attack another that he'd been having an issue with and choked him almost to death. The police officer that is on duty in the school had to literally resuscitate the other student. She's learning that these kids have no incentive to change. She's finally seeing the light. I mean, I could practically just have a party. I'm so happy. They have no incentive to try. I brought it up to her that slavery is owning another human being for your own personal profit, and that having a baby for your own personal profit is just another form of slavery. She had really not looked at it like that, but does now.
Well, there's another factor
finally
at work.
Them for the way they are.
There's another factor at work, and that is that certainly all during the last year and even before that, the Hillary Clinton campaign, the Democratic campaign, have been exploiting this idea of victimhood, not just among the blacks, but among the Hispanics and women, saying that the only reason you're not successful is because those white male heterosexuals won't let you. And we're working toward a world where we're just going to give you the wealth that they produced with their labor just because you're a victim now. And unfortunately, a lot of people are actually believing that nonsense. And that's why these kids are going to school without a motive to learn, because they're really convinced if they just get out there and protest enough that Caesar will give them bread and circuses until the system breaks down.
Absolutely. And if she really tries to work with a student, and like I said, they have no incentive. They don't want to do anything. They go and complain, and she is dragged into the office and told she's racist. One of her students is the daughter of a superintendent and complains about her continuously and is often told by the principal again, you know, if this racism doesn't stop, we're going to have to take other matters here. And she's really worried about her job. Being fired for racism isn't a really great thing to have happen to you.
Does not exactly dress up the resume. And, of course, I think it was last week we were talking about this university professor came on out and said trying to enforce good grammar rules on students was a form of racism because it's the white
yes.
man's grammar and rules. And remember a few years ago they had Ebonics out there where it was okay for the blacks to make up their own language and their own rules, and you couldn't criticize them about it in school because then you were just being racist. And we're really getting into that bread and circuses phase, aren't we?
Oh, definitely. And I have conversations with a gentleman in China who is struggling to learn English and asks me a lot of questions. And I'm like, oh, you know, how is he ever going to come here and, you know, be able to have a conversation with certain individuals? It's not going to be possible. You know, it's the insanity, but you know, I'm just so happy that she's finally waking up and sees that this is completely backwards. And that she is now being threatened. And I said,
and
do you feel like
against.
You're...
Yeah, because we're seeing
I said,
all these people screaming racism. What they want is racism in reverse. We were talking about that other university where they're now going to have white-free zones so that black students can get together and plan their social justice and, you know, all the rest of it. And it's just racism in reverse. If you want to end racism, you end racism. You don't say, we're going to be racist in reverse and that fixes the problem. That's simply perpetuating the problem with a new caste as master and subordinate.
I asked her if she felt like she was a victim of reverse discrimination, and she said there is no such thing. Discrimination is discrimination. And she had a valid point there.
Yes.
But I want to say thank you so much for everything you do. I love your show, and I'll be quiet now so you can go on to other callers.
All right, well, thank you very much here. And, of course, the term reverse discrimination is valid when a party that is feeling discriminated against wants to become the discriminator, because then it is going to reverse. But you're right. Discrimination is discrimination. It's all bad. Racism is bad. And one of the things that we all have to be aware of right now is to not be so sensitive to whether we are being discriminatory or racist that we are oblivious to the fact we ourselves are now subject to racial discrimination or religious discrimination by other parties out there. And we shouldn't be silent if we feel that we're being unfairly treated, because otherwise the society is going to reverse, like happened down in South Africa and Zimbabwe. And look at how bad things right. wound up down there.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you kindly, and can't wait for the rest of the show. Thanks.
Okay. Give your daughter a hug from me. We'll let you go and do a quick shout out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And we're going to switch over to Bob in Las Vegas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I didn't realize teaching was such a physical job.
Well, it certainly wasn't that way when I was teaching. I mean, I did have some incidents when I was teaching remedial math at the high school level, but certainly in my computer animation class at UH Manoa, we were all there to have fun and learn a great skill, and that was a very wonderful experience.
Well, any liberals or progressives that are listening to this show, that call probably put a big smile on their face. They see that nice crop of future Democrat voters.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And, of course, the Pentagon is looking at these classes and saying, yep, we're going to be able to talk these people into signing up for the military.
Absolutely. Oh, just, Mike, a quick comment. There's an interesting article on that Saker website about Ukraine. Apparently the Russians have announced they're going to start recognizing the passports, driver's licenses, and diplomas of the people in Donetsk and Lugansk.
Okay.
So it
that
could
would
be
seem like an appropriate thing to do.
Yeah, and also there was a mention in the article that Yanukovych, before he left, he signed an order requesting Russian intervention in the during the time of the Maidan. So he basically Saker said, "Well, you see what's happening in Yemen. The ousted president called for intervention, which the Saudis and the U.S. are now doing."
Mm-hmm.
So if the Russians do intervene, they have the legal justification.
Well, I would argue that is not necessarily the case here. The two situations are not identical. In the case of Ukraine, Yanukovych was the democratically elected leader. In the case of Yemen, there was a covert overthrow, and they installed a puppet ruler, and it is that puppet ruler that is being ousted by the people of Yemen, who is now saying, you've got to come on in here and help me slap these people down so they'll accept their puppet ruler. So the situations are not quite the same. I'm expecting we're going to see Ukraine really, really heat up because, Russia is, Donbass is refusing to sell any more coal to Ukraine. And without it, Ukraine's steel industry is on the verge of collapse. So there's economic war already has broken out in Russia and Ukraine, and economic wars have a bad habit of turning into real wars.
Yeah, but from what I've been reading, and I've been following this story since it began, I don't even think the forces in Donetsk and Lugansk need any Russian help. I mean, of course, they need weapons and perhaps some guidance, but they don't need Russian soldiers or even volunteers. They can handle these Ukrainazis themselves on their own.
You're absolutely true, because the Ukrainian troops are not motivated. They are not seeing this as a morally right war. The Ukrainian people are not at all happy with the junta under Poroshenko. He's dealing with riots all over the country in his side, and he's gone hideously into debt. He has not achieved the successes that he was sent in there to achieve. And I would not be surprised if Poroshenko himself was replaced in the very near future.
Okay. Oh, and how's Claire doing?
She's doing much better, and she'll probably be on the show this Friday.
Excellent. Okay, thank you, Mike.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Hey, Mike, we're not headed to bread and circuses. We are in bread and circuses. We're in the last stage of an empire dying, Mike. It's the age of decadence. You could see it at the Hollywood Oscar. I used to watch the Oscars a long time ago, and It got so politicized. What a joke. You know, what a joke these people are anymore, Mike. You know, like, I have a great new feeling on these people. I like their movies, but They suck as people.
Well, no, let's not paint with too broad a brush, because I worked with those people for about 30 years, and it's a weird thing about Hollywood. Everybody you meet is either going to be an absolute saint that you just want to hang out with, or they're just completely the opposite, total sharks and jerks, and you're just saying, how could these people even be any kind of a success? As far as the Oscars, back when that was the award show, I think everybody tended to watch it. But now there's all these other new award shows, and they just seem to be wallowing in a lot of self-gratification. And it is highly politicized, and there's a lot of behind-the-scenes machinations. I remember the year that Stargate, the movie, got nominated for Best Visual Effects, and we got kicked out of the running by the Blue Ribbon Committee. So that Speed, which actually had very little visual effects in it, could take the Oscar, because they felt Speed could capitalize on that Oscar, sell more tickets with it than Carol Coe, who had produced Stargate, and they were in serious trouble at the time. So there's a lot of back channel, and the politics are definitely there. Avatar was anti-imperialist, and so it was basically snubbed. Generally, I stopped watching the Oscars unless I had something in the running. These days, of course, I didn't actually watch them. I just picked up on the story about Faye Dunaway's goof. And again, it wasn't her fault. The people at Price Waterhouse, whoever was standing there with the envelopes, handed her the wrong envelope, and they messed up. And it took them 7 minutes to realize they'd made a mistake.
Hey, Mike, on your previous caller on Ukraine, they can handle the western part of the neo-Nazi group, but they still need an air force, and they also need like some intelligence. So the Russians still need to be there to help out on that part, because we all know there's all those advisors in the western part.
Well, see, it's a complicated issue. Certainly on a moral level, a level of wanting everything to calm on down, it would be nice if Russia would step in and help. But that's exactly what the U.S. is waiting for Russia to do, both in Ukraine and in Syria. They're trying to goad the Russians into some kind of an overt act that can be used to justify escalation, at least of a Cold War, if not a hot war.
And, Mike, I just want to switch total gears real quick. I know you do computer graphics. But I don't know if you're aware that AMD's got a new Ryzen processor coming out on March 2nd. It's like half the price of the i7, which is a pretty powerful processor. It's double the price. So I was wondering if you're aware of the AMD tech coming out.
Well, I'm aware of the chips and everything, but I'm on the side of using software to make movies and TV shows. I had very little contact with game development, and it's these accelerated graphic chips are key to game development and game sales rather than the motion picture work. They have been useful. We actually put together an experimental accelerated graphic processor during Final Fantasy, and it was actually kind of cool to see it happen. Anyway, Dustin, gotta let you go. Gotta take a break from commercials. Back with more news after these few words.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com. PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, you've probably been hearing that Chelsea Clinton is entering public life, that she is preparing for a run for the U.S. Congress as her first stepping stone to winning the White House. And apparently, Chelsea is not well liked by the Democratic Party, which sees a lot of its recent downturns as directly influenced by the crimes and corruptions of the Clintons. And these people on the inside, they know what the real polling numbers were. They know what the real election numbers were. They're not seeing the Clinton name as one that is going to garner a lot of popular support. And so apparently during a Democratic National Committee forum earlier this month, a number of the attendees basically said this is not a good idea. And they're out there saying that Chelsea needs to go away. She said some horribly clueless things about progressives and progressive issues. She seems to have the patter down, the words and buzzwords and phrases, but not much thought behind them. And I'm looking at Chelsea Clinton, and in a way, it kind of reminds me of stage mothers, or even more extreme, these mothers who have little girls for these baby beauty pageants or these toddler beauty pageants, which I think are kind of sick, to be very honest. But I've seen enough stage mothers to understand what's going on. Inevitably, you have these wannabe actresses who never got their big break, and then they have a kid, and they shove their kid into show business, trying to make them a success so that they can vicariously share that experience of the stardom they themselves did not make. And I can imagine right now Hillary Clinton is doing pretty much the same number on Chelsea Clinton's head. Hillary's out there saying, you're going to be president, you're going to be president, we'll be back in the White House. And I hate to say it, it almost makes me feel a little sorry for Chelsea with all that she's had to deal with growing up and that whole web hubble nonsense. But it's very interesting, again, going back to my experience in Hollywood, you will see what you would call dynastic families of people who become stars because their parents were stars or producers or directors. But I noticed quite a few movie stars' children would make a conscious decision to go into a completely different line of work because they didn't want to deal with that stage mother pressure. They didn't want to always be living in the shadow of their great father. And it can be a really interesting number on that. Now then, more about Emailgate. That is not going away. The fact that Hillary Clinton lost last year's election has not ended these investigations. And apparently there is a big fight with Judicial Watch trying to get some additional emails. Same thing with some of these congressional investigations. And they're all out there saying, why can we not get these mails? And there's a lot of focus on the 33,000 emails Hillary Clinton deleted before turning her servers over. And Jan R. Weinberg, founder of Show Up America, is saying there's a lot that was in there and we need to see it. My question is, doesn't the NSA have those emails? Haven't we been told how they're reading all of our emails or saving all of our emails and peeking into everything that we're doing? So one of two things is either going on. Either the NSA has the emails and they're now in a position to blackmail the Clintons, or the NSA is spying on all of us is a gigantic bluff to try and get us to stay silent. Be careful what you tweet. Be careful what you put in Facebook. The NSA is going to see you. Frankly, from where I sit, the NSA is looking like a very costly, wasteful bunch of government incompetence. They certainly cannot find the ransomware writers. They can't find the cyber criminals. It seems to be open season on Americans for scams right now. Where is all this protection and care of our commerce that all of these very expensive agencies and bureaus are supposed to be doing? They're just not there. Now, as you know, John McCain is roundly being criticized for his continuing opposition to Donald Trump, his continuing to end run around Donald Trump trying to keep the wars going. But apparently 4chan has discovered that John McCain, well, we'll tell you when we get back from these words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, over at 4chan, they're doing some digging into John McCain, and it appears that he has his own little variation on the theme of the Clinton Foundation. It's called the McCain Institute. It is overtly a charity and organization to combat human trafficking. And examination of the financials, though, and some leaked emails are showing that it appears to be another pay-to-play operation, just the way Hillary was running the Clinton Foundation. They've got these donations coming in for $500,000 or $1 million, $1.5 million. And apparently, all the money collected was not, none of it was spent on human trafficking. It all went over to the Arizona State University. And so the question is it a money laundering operation? Is it how John McCain manages to keep getting reelected in the state of Arizona despite his very terrible record? But there's definitely something going on over there. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Andy in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Hey, I need some help from you. I got limited research ability. All I have is a smartphone. But it was brought to my attention a while back that there's these things called Smokies. They're mobile incinerating vans. And evidently it was originated, from my information that I was able to get off my phone, they originated in Russia, and they had these mobile incinerators that they would go after a battle or whatnot, and they would incinerate their bodies and stuff. And in doing so and finding that information out, I discovered that they actually use those in Tulsa, Oklahoma, on the homeless people, and now it's in San Francisco and L.A.
Wait a minute. I mean, I do know that there's obviously a question with so many homeless people on the streets of America, what is being done with the bodies. The usual saying is it goes to Potter's Field, even though I have no idea where the heck that would be. But you're making a lot of declarative statements, and so far you haven't actually pointed us at anything that we would consider to be like hard evidence, such as photos of these vans in these cities near the homeless. So we need to like pull back from too much speculation, as it were.
Well, and therein lies my question. I was wondering if perhaps with your ability to research this, perhaps you could find out whether or not it's true. I'm not calling up saying any of this stuff is true, but you have much better a way of researching it or whatnot. They're called Smokies. Originally, they were found in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and now they're in San Francisco and L.A., and we can imagine that they're all around. But people, there's testimonials that I came across of people saying these homeless people have disappeared off the street. So they used to give you a ticket and just ship you to another city, but now these homeless people are just coming up.
And Andy, that's sounding a little far-fetched for me. I mean, certainly there's the issue of what happens to the homeless who just die from like exposure during the winter or anything, but it sounds to me like you're claiming there's some kind of a deliberate mass extermination program.
I'm not claiming anything, Michael. I'm asking you if you could look into it.
I have got more important things to look into right now, Andy. Thank you very much. We're going to let you go here and get on back to the news. That sounds a little out there. Now then, getting on back to John McCain. Apparently, his McCain Institute, like the Clinton Foundation, is accepting money from foreign countries like Saudi Arabia and the Rothschilds. Now, remember, McCain is already in trouble because he was exposed for soliciting donations from Russia for his 2008 campaign, which is illegal. Now, apparently, recently, there were reporters who were trying to ask him about the McCain Institute and why they received $1 million donation from the Saudi Arabian government. And apparently, McCain just cut off the reporters and said, I'm not going to talk about it, so forth and so on. So it's sounding like there's something being covered up there. And maybe the reason nobody inside Washington, D.C. reacted to Hillary Clinton's foundation and the criminality surrounded with it, maybe they all have foundations. That's something that's far more important to look into than Smokies, I think. How many of these politicians are running these so-called charitable foundations? It's just another way to line their own pockets or have a slush fund. All right, we're going to take another phone call here. Steve in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's
on? Hey, how's it going, everybody? This is funny. This is about Chelsea Clinton, okay? You'll like this. That was at my daughter's house, and I have a granddaughter, and she's sitting with a couple of friends. They're watching Walt Disney Channel one night, and they're watching a movie called Xena, Girl of the Future, and during the movie, there's this one part where they're talking about certain things, and they went and they, Xena, the girl, she goes, you know, well, President Chelsea Clinton said this about that. I was like, and this is a movie that was filmed way back in 2005.
I was blown away.
It just took me out the corner of my eye when I was talking to my son-in-law, my daughter. I'm like, did you hear that? They're kind of like, you know, they don't understand what's going on, but they're like, it's just like, you didn't get that? Anyhow, that's all I wanted to say.
All right. Well, you know, there's that animated science fiction cartoon where they're always talking about President Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, everyone was making fun of that idea. The Simpsons made fun
of
it.
It's just weird how they slide those things in there in so many years ahead, as if they're hoping for heaven's sakes, if that could happen, so they're like feeding the little ones like the seed, you know what I'm saying?
Well, there's another way to look at that, and that is, of course, that everybody's always searching for something interesting to put into their screenplays, and with all of that random ideas of suggestions, some of them are just out of pure luck going to turn out to be true, and it doesn't necessarily mean they were being prescient. It doesn't necessarily mean they're part of some kind of an evil conspiracy. It's just they got lucky is basically what happened.
Yeah. All right. Well, I just want to let you go. I just wanted to bring that up because I thought it was kind of humorous. All right, guys. Take care, man.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Now then, getting on back here, story coming out of dailycaller.com. There's been a leak of an audio tape from an anti-Trump protest group, and basically showing that it's very organized, it's being funded, and they're trying to manufacture hostile town halls for Republicans all across the United States of America. And for those of you old enough to remember Watergate, these kind of tactics came right out of Donald Segretti's playbook, How to Disrupt the Opposition. So it's almost like the 2020 campaign is already underway, and they're pulling out the old Watergate playbooks to try and find some way to make sure that Donald Trump is not going to be able to win re-election. Okay. Now then, let's see. Ah, here's a good story. You're going to love this one. Remember at CPAC, there were these Russian flags with the name Trump printed all over them. And everybody was trying to make a big, see, it proves that Russia and Trump are swapping wet, sloppy kisses here. Turned out the flags were handed out to the crowd by Ryan Clayton, who's a writer for the Huffington Post, so that they could turn around and do this fake news story about Russia's support for Donald Trump and how they're all working together. And apparently, Ryan Clayton is part of Bob Cremer's group, America's Taking Action. And Bob Cremer is a provocateur who was busted by James O'Keefe's Project Veritas in a series of undercover videos using bird dogging to incite violence at Donald Trump rallies. This is real brown shirt tactics fully on display here. Now, getting into the war zones, once again, the United States government is out there saying Bashar al-Assad is using chemical weapons on civilians, blah, 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 blah. We've been down this road. I've lost track of the number of times they've tried this story. And even though there is no proof for it whatsoever, and that every claim of these gas attacks is either contradicted by UN chemical weapons inspectors, or it's turned out to be a media hoax, the United States is going ahead with a draft resolution for more sanctions against Syria over using sarin gas on their own Alawite supporters. Russia has vowed to veto in the Security Council, and I think they really should, because the United States government has gone totally overboard with this guilt by accusation, return to Napoleonic code, and this attempt to use sanctions to paralyze and strangle other countries into submission. It is a form of economic warfare, and they're risking real open warfare by continuing to do so. Meanwhile, the RAND Corporation, which is this really big think tank that works for the government, they've been around forever, and apparently they've come up with a plan on how Syria is going to be partitioned after all the shooting is over, and they're going to break it up in little tiny pieces, and Assad is going to get Damascus over there, and, you know, our people will get the oil, and there'll be an area for the refugees. But the RAND Corporation is already warning that this attempt to partition Syria is going to trigger not only massive ethnic cleansing in various areas, it will be a new massive flood of Syrian immigrants flooding into Europe and the United States of America. You would think after all this damage and destruction that somebody would get the idea, maybe it's time to just leave things alone. Stop messing around with other people's countries, because the backlash is getting really out of control. Now, Russia's special presidential envoy for the Middle East and Africa, Deputy Foreign Minister Mikhail Bogdanov, is basically saying that any military presence in Iraq is unacceptable without the permission of the government. which makes perfect sense to me. Unless you've declared war on somebody and you're invading their territory, you can't just come on in and say, we're going to help you bomb the people that we think are bad, which is also, of course, what the U.S. is doing in Syria. The United States does not have permission of Syria's government to be conducting military operations over Syrian soil in Syrian airspace, especially with that lousy track record they have of claiming they're going after ISIS and al-Qaeda and, in fact, blowing up hospitals, water treatment plants, food storage, and so forth. Story coming out of Breitbart now. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, when she was in charge of the U.S. State Department, continued a program to foment revolutionary social media activists for regime change in various parts of the world, and the program arguably had major detrimental consequences for the Middle East. Now remember, somehow or other, $6 billion went missing from the State Department under Hillary Clinton's watch. And maybe that's what part of that money was being spent for, to try and bring down governments in other countries and pave the way for U.S. subservient puppet rulers. Now, Iran is responding to the increased saber-rattling by the United States. They've just staged a massive naval drill covering 2 million square kilometers of ocean. And it started yesterday. They've got ships, submarines, and helicopters. And they're basically going to hone up their skills along Iran's southeastern coast. Now, the corporate media is going to say, see how provocative it is. They're out there with their ships and planes. And again, this is their coastline. And they have every right to be there carrying out military exercises. If Iran was sailing ships around the Gulf of Mexico, you might have a point. But folks, all you need to do is look at who is sending their forces to the other side of the planet in a threatening manner. And it's the United States. Whether it's Syria, Iran, that whole Gulf area, the South China Sea, we know who the aggressor is. And historically, especially since the start of the industrial era, all wars are lost by that initial aggressor. Something to keep in mind. Apparently, clashes are going on in Lebanon, in Ain Halwa, and there's a Palestinian refugee camp. Apparently, injuries are reported there. Now, since Donald Trump took office, both China and the U.S. have kicked off massive naval buildups, and both are claiming fears of the other's increasing maritime military power as the reason. So there's a new naval arms race between the U.S. and China. I think the timeline is probably a little bit more accurate to say that the U.S. started provoking China in that South China Sea. China started ramping up their naval shipbuilding. And the U.S. said, oh, look, China's building more ships. We have to do the same. Money, 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 money. And I don't think it's necessarily tied in with Donald Trump's election, because this provocation of China was occurring underneath the Obama administration. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Glenn from Philadelphia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I was wondering if you could conduct a research study and commission a poll to determine why it is that talk radio show callers think that talk radio show hosts are human search engines, research institutes, and polling agencies.
By golly, that's a study that does need to be done. And, all kidding aside, I do get a lot of email from people asking me questions, and it takes 30 seconds with a search engine to find the answer. And if there's one thing that I would hope the independent media is going to get across to the general population, is that you don't need us to find this information for you. Get on to a non-Google search engine, and you can find everything you need to ask whatever your question is. Just learn to trust your own analytical skills. I think you're all very smart. You wouldn't be here otherwise. And I trust you to be able to figure out for yourself what's going on. And I'll share what information I can with you. But if you have a question like the Smokies, do your own homework. Come up with something, okay?
Right, exactly. That's my point exactly. I always end up shaking my head. It's like, this person, I see it on blog forums, too. People will post questions in these raucous blog forums, and I'm like, you could have looked on its search engine and found that yourself in 10 seconds.
Well,
you know.
Some of these people are trying to direct us to get us to look in a different direction than we're currently looking, simply to tie up our time and resources and waste our time so that we're not looking where we ought to be looking. And I have to say that smoky story certainly felt a lot like that one. So
Exactly. Hey, one other quick aside. I don't know if you at all have any interest in earthquakes, but a number of months ago when we had that big earthquake that caused damage in New Zealand, I had been looking around online at USGS and EMSC and stuff like that, and I found there's this fellow who does research using earthquake 3D. His name's Dutch Sins.
Yeah, I've seen his stuff.
His stuff is amazing.
I got to let you go. Got to take a break. Commercials, we'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go to Mike in Kentucky. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. I think maybe out in Hawaii you guys have better diet. Maybe you've got healthier fats from the macadamia nuts and stuff. And I used to think I was surrounded by people that had no reading comprehension skills and things like that. But I've seen some guys doing man-on-the-street interviews without naming any names. You probably know exactly who I'm talking about.
Yes.
And people will take a Hershey bar instead of a silver coin or a silver bar, and standing in front of a pawn shop where they could walk in there and buy 20 Hershey bars for what they'd get for that. And I think you got a little more high expectations than from what I see day to day. People will have the information right in front of them.
There's something you need to understand about those man-in-the-street interviews, the ones you're talking about. They'll shoot all day, and then cherry-pick out the ones that make people look the worst.
I see people doing stuff online every day the information is right in front of them, and they will ask the question with the information, like, whatever, five lines up the page from them, and they don't bother to read. I think the reading comprehension level is just fell through the floor, and the Obama phones and smartphones and all these abbreviations that people are using, they don't take the time to read.
The new technology has altered the way we interact with information. And, we talk about reading, and reading is very important. But obviously, in this modern age, iconography and imagery and video are becoming a much larger proportion of the information flow coming into us. But again, part of it is an intellectual laziness. And I fault the corporate media for that, because the corporate media has constantly put out this message, just sit back and be receptive and we'll tell you all that you need to know. And a lot of people are having a hard time breaking that habit. Even coming to the independent media, they want to interact with us the way they interact with the corporate media. And that's not the way that we're operating here. You know, we're not spoon-feeding you information and telling you this is what you believe today. What we're really trying to do is encourage you to become your own best analyst and your own best researcher, and start trusting your own mind over anybody else that's out there.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate. I think they've studied some of this. It's creating a social autism, too. When I was in school, I don't know about you, but if you ever took any journalism courses, they used to teach that you were supposed to write to the broadest common denominator about a sixth grade level, and now they're supposed to be writing to a ninth grade level, I recently heard is the sentiment, but I don't see that. it doesn't seem like it's that way, and I don't think they're encouraging lifelong learners. I've learned way more than I went since I got out of school by following along the Patriot movement and that sort of stuff than I did while I was in school.
All right, well, listen, I'm going to have to let you go, Mike.
Sure.
Got to do a station identification here, and we'll be back in hour number two.
For you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Get the I Can Get 2. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.